Welcome back to Tag Up with LT. I'm your host, LT. Today's podcast episode is a solo episode, wrapping up in a pretty little bow season 4 of the podcast. I cannot believe it's already the end of the season. These 9 weeks have completely flown by. I don't know about you. Here we are, episode 10, coming in hot. I love to do a wrap-up show at the end of every single season because I love to just recap what messages and downloads I heard from each and every single guest that came on the pod. And I just think it's a moment of reflection and it's just a cool way to just kind of wrap things up. I just love it. So here we are. We're going to go through each episode one by one, and I'm going to just tell you what I think. And before we even get into that stuff, I just want to take a moment and thank you. I want to thank you for listening to this podcast. I know there is so much content out there in the world, and the fact that you consciously choose to show up and listen to this podcast means so much to me. Your direct messages, your reviews, your ratings, and all of those things giving me feedback on why I continue to do what I continue to do just means so much to me. I love doing this. I work really hard to create content for not only myself, obviously, but for you, the listener, who is the lifelong learner like me, who's looking to rethink, reframe, you know, refocus and grow and expand into the best version of myself. And I know you're like that, like me, because that's why you listen to this podcast. So I just want to thank you so much for listening each and every week. It means so much to me. I would also like to thank my sponsors of season 4. I'm just blown away by these women that show up and support me in ways, and I'm just so grateful for them and their sponsorship, one of which is Amy Piper of Tapping for Truth, who is an certified emotional freedom technique. This woman's incredible. Her work is incredible. She's an incredible light worker and healer. And my other awesome, fantastic sponsor of Get Fit with Debbie Gasparoni, who is just really passionate about health and fitness and wellness and supplements and nutrients and all the good things that our vessels need to operate at the highest level. And just grateful for these women that show up and were my sponsors. So thank you, ladies. I appreciate it. And the other exciting thing that I want to share with you before we get into the details is I am really leaning into my podcasting business in 2024. And I just want to share with you some new offerings I have. And I really would love your help. I would love your help to communicate that I'm doing this moving forward. And one of which is I am offering podcast marketing manager services. And I know what you might be thinking, like, what the hell is that, right? Well, let me tell you, as a podcaster myself, it requires a lot of work and a lot of tasks and a lot of organizations and a lot of upfront work to get things working in a way that it's, you know, seamlessly now after 3 years, right? So the idea behind the podcast marketing manager or podcast manager in general is really the creation of the podcast, the production, the execution, the revenue generation, and then really help develop strategies to your ideal customer avatar. And I am wanting to work with like-minded people who are excited to co-create something with me, who trust me and want to work with me to create something fantastic for whatever products or services that they have that they're looking to elevate and get into the podcasting world. I know everyone's got a podcast, right? But guess what? There's only one of you. And if you've been like itching to wanting to start one, please reach out to me because I would love, 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 love to help you get things going because it is just so much fun once you get into it. I am offering that. And the other thing that I'm offering is I created a podcast digital course. And this course is a very, you know, 5-step process to do-it-yourself type of podcasting, exactly what I've done, what I did 3 years ago. I spent so much time and energy piecemealing things and putting it all together that I want to allow that time for you to focus on things that are more meaningful for you. So I've like consolidated down to this 5 modules, lessons in each of them on how to do just exactly what I do is start a podcast from scratch, literally. Literally, I just taught myself soup to nuts how to do this. I want to offer that to you because I believe that obviously everyone has a voice, right? And, you know, if you're looking to like elevate, it could be a hobby. Like mine's a hobby, right? I started it. Now it's kind of morphed into like a business, but, you know, I started it as a hobby. It's something that I wanted to do and try, and I had no idea what I was doing. And it's just really morphed into this like beautiful, beautiful passion of mine and my why and my purpose in a way. I want to help you do it too. And look, you don't have to be super techie. You don't need a fancy studio. You don't need any of that. You know, you just need some patience and some time to kind of go through the course with me. It's like kind of you can dip your toe into it and see if it's something you really want to like not make a huge investment versus like, you know, a podcast manager is like would be more of an investment, right? So I'm super pumped about that. And then the last offering I have is a project management need. So you all know, you've heard me on the pod the last, 4 seasons, me talking about what I do in my professional life, which is program management, project management. So, I mean, this is just in my body. I love project managing and starting something from nothing and creating something bigger. And this would be for somebody who perhaps just doesn't have time in their business to execute something or an idea that they have where it's almost like a consulting. So, you know, you come to me, we talk about what your business requirements are, what your architecture is, and then we kind of figure out, okay, well, how do we do this? What do we need? Who needs to be involved? What types of apps we might have to use kind of thing. So that would be like one way to do it. Right now, I'm actually working with somebody who has an incredible brand the last 5 year that they've created, and they're looking for strategies to monetize their podcast. Really taking a look at the data analytics, seeing what makes sense for her in her podcast. They are looking for support to monetize their podcast. So I'm coming up with strategies for her to think through what is going to work best for her ideal customer avatar and her audience. What's going to support them? And what kind of relationships does this person have as well? So I'm super pumped to be offering up my project management skills to help facilitate and execute those strategies however she sees fit once she makes the decision. So these are my 3 offerings. So if you know of anybody who is looking for these type of offerings or services, please let them know. You can email me at tagupwithlt@gmail.com. And I'll get back to you right away. So let's get into it. Let's get into reviewing the little messages and downloads that I received from each of our guests. So for episode 1, Kelly Hartman, who is a certified life coach, I just thought it was really cool that Kelly has her Boss Ladies referral that she started virtually way before the pandemic. And I just enjoyed hearing her talk about consciously co-creating your future instead of living in the past. So for me, y'all know I go to therapy. You know, Jessica kind of mentioned this in her episode that, you know, when we go to therapy, we're like constantly reporting out, right? And sometimes I know for me, I unfortunately live in the past, which a lot of times is not good. Like you should be living in the present moment and you should be thinking about your desires and your future and your goals and stuff like that. And there's really no added value living in the past because whatever's done is done. So I really liked how she brings it back to people living in the present moment and, you know, clearly identifying what a life coach versus a therapist is. And they're very quite different certifications and everything in between. So I just liked how she reminded me of that, as well as, you know, she does specialize in self-worth. So she really talks about worthiness and how our personal limiting beliefs that we have block us from propelling forward to our highest potential, which is something I know I struggle with, right? Having limiting beliefs of myself, but I have gotten a lot stronger in mindset in those areas through help and all those good things that I've been doing. So again, just a reminder that sometimes we are kind of, we're so in our brains a lot that we're like not heart-centered. We're like so in the analytical brain scanning of everything that we really need to kind of get into our heart and our intuition, our inner intellect to kind of get to the point knowing in your gut what's right for you to move forward. So great episode, great kickoff to the season with Kelly. Episode 2 with Robin Gillarin, who was the local comedian and actress. Not only did we have a fun time giggling, and she's absolutely drop dead gorgeous as well, but we just had a fun little kiki. The things that really stuck out to me about Robin is that she really embraced that it's never too late to start a new profession at any age of your life. Her backstory is, you know, she went to Michigan State, was an engineer, and you know, then she was like a full-time mom, and you know, she saw her husband like performing in comedy clubs, and she's like, I want to try that. And she like did just that in like her mid-40s. Like she just kind of started from scratch and started performing. It was just like cool to see. Like, yeah, she's right. You can do whatever you want, whenever you want. I liked how she reflected back to in her early childhood, she was a performer. So, you know, it's fun. It was kind of fun to see her hobby and her passion that brought her a lot of joy and excitement go after it as her adult age. And a lot of times I feel like we need to kind of go back to our childhood and think of all the like playful things that we did to help bring us joy in the present life. It was just a fun episode, just kikiing and having fun and giggling with Robin. So episode 3 with Alicia Magni of Yoganda Style. I loved Alicia's background of coming from Italy and starting over here in the United States and not knowing anyone or having any connections, and the fact that she started these incredible wellness retreats all over the world with celebrities and non-celebrities, and she's like the host of them, and her just groundingness of how she got to where she got, I think was just, she's so living in her alignment and living in her why, and she just has this incredible essence about her and how these retreats were really to deepen people's lives in an intentional way, like in transforming people mentally and physically. And she just has this wellness passion with longevity and connection and community. And she's just beautiful human that's walking, you know, the face of the earth. But I know, although these retreats look incredibly glamorous, the amount of work she puts into them in her heart and soul to produce these beautiful wellness retreats all over the world is, you know, not an easy feat, right? With all the energies and all the people. And I will go on one of these retreats one day. I'll be manifesting this because they look so delicious that I have to attend one day, and I will. So I'm just putting it out there here on the universe on the pod right now. Okay, episode 4 with Elise Bowerman from Birth Humanity. And I thought this was like a really interesting big talk in a lot of different ways. Elise is just a wealth of knowledge as far as wellness goes, and her studies on birth psychology and how this woman prepares women for motherhood and all the ungroundingness of that process, and really kind of like visually preparing them and working with the womb space and understanding it and their birth, their, you know, how they got to this point. I just think it's just such a beautiful ceremony that she's created and community that she's created. I just found it very, very interesting from an outside point of view. The work that she does is just fantastic. And I also just thought her personal stories were interesting too. You know, she comes from a very big holistic lifestyle from a childhood, and how she is in this, you know, integrated whole health type of mentality, but still, you know, homeopathic, but yet traditional medicine, and, you know, kind of understanding that in her perspective on things, I thought was really interesting. And she's just, again, such a articulate wealth of knowledge when it comes to the work that she does. Episode 5 was with Lenora Estrada, who was the certified feng shui and Chinese astrologist. I went to look at my download numbers, and this was the number one downloaded podcast episode of the season. And I don't know why I'm saying that in such surprise, but I'm kind of surprised. So that was kind of interesting, kind of cool. So apparently you guys really, really enjoyed this episode. But what I love about Lenore is it's just really cool how the calculations of your birth chart really kind of encompasses, you know, where you are in your life. And I loved the BOTSY analysis and really kind of discovering how to bring balance to your chart as well as like better management of it. So based on the elements that are out there, how do you strengthen them if you're lacking in some of them? Like what things can you do to strengthen them? I just think it's just a fascinating look of how to, you know, how it relates to our health and wellness and relationships. Just in general, the correlation between the energy around us and its effect on us. Because I really do believe everything does have energy. Very cool. Very interesting. Episode 6 was with Andrea Bogart from Embrace Creatives. And Andrea and I just had a really fun time talking about art. I really don't know anything about art. So it was really interesting to hear her mindset of how she thinks of art as far as an asset and how to kind of get started with collecting. I feel like this is something that I'm interested in collecting and going and exploring with, because the pieces that I have in my home don't really necessarily evoke joy or any type of emotion. They're just kind of like there. So she's just has such a fascinating background that we didn't even really get into as far as her time in New York City and working for Isaac Mizrahi and like Perry Ellis and just some like powerhouse designers back in the day, which is super dope. I just love what she's doing and being an art matchmaker between buyers and sellers and being this sales support to these American artists that she specifically handpicks in her galleries to really elevate them and have this relationship with them, which I thought was very interesting and unique. But, you know, she really wants to become this go-to source for innovative and high-quality art and objects. Because, you know, art should be fun. It should be joyful. It should evoke emotion. Yeah, it was just, like, really cool to learn about that stuff. Episode 7 was with Rochelle Welling. This was Artful Storytelling Through Photography. And, you know, there's so many things that I love about Rochelle. She's like literally my Instagram bestie. And we DM all the time and chitty chat. What I love about Rochelle is she's just unapologetically herself and authentically herself. And I loved her story of this like powerhouse advertising marketing person in automotive on the client side. And she like basically walked away from it all and started her photography business. Literally just like walked away from like the most prestigious job she ever had in her career to like start over and have the confidence and the balls to just do that, I think was just really interesting. And she had like a really strong belief system that she could do it. You know, she's an educator and she mentors other photographers too. But I just had a laugh because she was like, my corporate depression caused me to quit and start this. And she never looked back and she like wishes she would have done it sooner. So I just thought it was a really fun episode and she's just a cool chick. So, and then episode 8 was with Jessica Van Valkenburg, who is a somatic movement therapist. And this was my first reoccurring guest on the pod. She was on, I think, season 2, and she talked about body positivity, which is like a huge topic and a big talk. It was just really fun to see her come full circle by now teaching and being certified in somatic movement, because we do believe like this is kind of like the next thing, right, for people to really embrace. I mean, I could just tell she is very passionate about what the work that she's doing and, you know, really talking about how to move our energy through this method and help regulate our bodies. And, you know, she always talks about how our bodies are always telling us what they need. Like they really are. And we have to listen to them. And how do we ground and how do we connect with our bodies? She's just a powerhouse and a light worker that I'm obsessed with. And I'm always just so grateful for her time because she just has so many beautiful messages to share with everyone, including myself. So episode 9 was with Dr. Tracy Juliao. What I love about Dr. Tracy is that she's really passionate about, you know, destigmatizing mental health and talking about whole person health and really the mind, body, and spirit that she's really passionate about. We really got into a deep dive of internal family systems, which is a very curious therapy that I'm interested in. It's originally from Richard Swartz, who is the one who developed internal family systems. And I just love this perspective. And I know Dr. Tracy, you know, really is not an IFS purist, but she also looks through the world lens through IFS. And what does that mean, right? We talked about self-energy, which is our truest self, right? Our highest self, and our self that's compassionate and curious and calm and regulated and just like the best version of ourself at all times. And then we have these managers who are definitely maintaining control. These are our controllers. We're avoiding, we're rejecting. I think we operate mostly as managers throughout our like day-to-day lives. And then we have firefighters who are like soothing us and distancing us from the pains that we have and protecting us and all that good stuff. And then our exiles are our painful memories or feelings or pushing away things. And the idea behind it is that we have no bad parts, right? These are all parts of us. And how do we befriend these parts, right? How do we get all the parts to know and trust self? So like one thing that always stuck out to me in this conversation was like, when you're in something, like, are you in it or are you with it? So if you're in it, obviously something's activated in one of these areas of a manager, firefighter, or exile. But if you're with it, you would be like in self-energy. So that's kind of like the idea behind it, right? Just fascinating topics. Overall, it was just incredible. Every guest was fantastic. Thank you to all my guests that came on, that shared their stories, shared their passions through their minds and everything they have to offer. They're just powerhouse women in their own right. And I always am just fascinated with the common thread between all of the guests. There's just the common threads that I always see over and over again is really these women betting on themselves and taking a risk and following their dreams and their desires of where they want to go with their life, which is always like an inspiration to me. That's what they do. They follow their passions. And the other thing is that they all are servant leaders. They serve and help others first and foremost, and they're living in alignment and they're feeling fulfilled doing what they love, even though we all know each of their jobs and entrepreneurs and solopreneurs, and they, you know, that it can be challenging. I mean, we all know that entrepreneurship is challenging, although it has freedom and, you know, things, flexibility and things that, you know, perhaps other jobs don't have. It's cool. Thank you again for listening to this season of the podcast. I really do appreciate it. And I look forward to kicking off season 5 in the near future. So until then, and you can reach me at tagupwithlt for anything. So thanks again for listening and have a good one. Bye.